married men.
Yes.
It is about married men and about the struggle we go through with married men out there. And again, this is for the singles and those of you who are like, why am I attracting all those married men? I do not want them, but they're the only one who approach me. Whenever I'm interested in one, he's married. Oh my God, is this a curse? My personal opinion on this one, I think it is a curse.
Hi, this is Nana. Welcome to Inspiration by Obey, the podcast for what matters most to the diaspora woman. You may find Inspiration by Obey anywhere you get your podcast.
Truly, let's be honest, really, it has become so difficult after a certain age to find men who are free. They say there are more women than men, which is not totally true. However, the society makes it seem like you have more women. Let's just go with that assumption, because really the reality is you have the feeling that there are actually more women than men, right? And then for the small pool of men that we do have, some of them don't like women like that. Some of them just want to have fun. Some of them are married. Some of them, they want to be with you. They just don't want to commit because of whatever they went through in their past. And then you have some who just don't believe in marriage. They think you can just cohabitate and live together without an official paper validating your love. So each year you celebrate your birthday and you're looking for single guys, your pool seems to reduce. The fraction goes down and down and down each time. Yes. Now, let's deal with the married men. I've been reading this book from Carl Weber, Married Men. So if you have an opportunity, go and read it. Do we have a solution? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think we do. This is the part where you need to know what you want. And you have to stay firm. Because we're not talking about a married man that you see him from far. You're just like, even if he wasn't married, I would not date him. No, we're talking about, I don't know, man. This is Washington knocking at your door. Who else is hot out there? Someone else. You know, just think about somebody who's very hot and he comes and knocks at your door. He treats you good. He speaks to you good. He, you know, he makes you feel like a woman. You know, he gives you all that attention. He calls you. He's very attentive to your needs. He's caring. He's supportive. That's the most dangerous part, is to find someone like that who's very supportive about what you do. He gives you advice. He's always there. At least he finds time to be there. And you, in your reflections, in your principles, in your moralities and values, you know those are not the type of men you should be dealing with at all. But this man is so special. This man is everything he wanted. Only issue is that he's married. He even have children. And you don't mind the children. Things happen. I mean, you're in your 40s. So, it's not because you don't have children that, you know, he ain't gonna have his. Or you have your own children. So, what do you expect? So, you're okay with the fact that he's also a father. But, he's married. What do? Because you haven't had this attention for a long time. And it gets worse when your biology gets in the mist. Oh, I tell you, this body has a mind of its own that your own mind does not know what to do with. So, what's the decision? The right thing to do is to say no to all those good things. Because they are all temporary. They are all for a season. As long as he's officially married, this man is not available for you. This man will not marry you. This man will not leave his wife for you. I don't care what he says. I don't care if he says that, oh, my wife and I, we've been sleeping in separate bedrooms for the past 10 years. My wife and I, we are just raising the kids. No. And you are putting yourself in that situation. You're going to be the person who's going to suffer the most, not only by society, because society would never consider that this man came to you, that this man has been pampering you, that this man is the one who came and played with your emotion and played with your vibrations. They will not see like that, because they just think that you're a robot. And then if someone comes and show a dog a bone, the dog will run away. That's what they think. So for them, they're telling you, you know, just for lack of, you know, better description, imagine that you are a dog and then someone comes and play with a bone in front of you. The society is telling you, you being a dog, you should not take that bone. You should actually run away from that bone. Mm-hmm. Because that bone is for another dog. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, it's not an ugly bone. It's a really beautiful bone. But they will tell you, that bone belongs to another dog. You the dog, you cannot take it. You have to run away. So the society thinks that you are just a mechanical type of human being where you can switch things on and off for doing the right thing. Right? You have no emotions. You have no desires. You don't have any weaknesses. So if that man comes and tell you, I'm a married man, and he's doing all of that for you, you should automatically rebuke him. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Society does not understand that you are also a human being. Maybe you have had bad experiences in your life. Maybe you have had relationships that did not treat you well. Even relationships with unmarried men, single men, who have abused you, who have taken advantage of you, who just have not loved you. And now, finally, you have met this one who's coming from nowhere. There was no setup. It was just a regular meeting. Somebody you met at the store, you just bumped into him. You guys struck a conversation and a chemistry arose from that conversation. As you guys are pursuing your relationship, you come to realize that, yes, he's married. This is, again, this is another facet. This is not someone who built a relationship with you and then consumes the relationship and come back and tell you he's married. No, this is not the case. We are not talking about that. We're talking about someone who's very sincere. On the top of being good to you, he's telling you up front, Mama, me, I marry you. I have a wife, but I like you. I want to be with you. I want us to hang out and see where life leads us. Sister, where is life leading you? Sincerely, where is the obvious leading of this relationship? Since he's not going to marry you, he's not going to commit to you. And on top of that, he doesn't even consider having a second wife. We will have a video on the second wife later on. Because I'm sure by saying second wife, everybody's like, what? And did she say second wife? Yeah, there is also a subject about second wife, and we will have that conversation later on. But he just wants a mistress. He wants a cheesa. In Africa, we call them cheesa. You don't want to be a cheesa. You don't want to become a cheesa. You're educated. So what do you do? This video is telling you that you have to think about yourself. This is the time you don't think with your heart. You think with your head. Because society will eat you alive. Society will think you are the one who went and destroyed someone else's family. That when your mother gave birth to you, your mission was to run after married men. If you are not ready to take on the pressure that will come when this relationship comes out, and if you do not have the emotional patience not to be jealous, not to demand, and to be content with the little time he gives you, or the time he may act like he doesn't know you, the weeks that he's going to disappear without calling you because he's on vacation with madame, and he cannot be seen texting or talking to someone else. The time he's in front of his business people, he cannot introduce you properly. If you do not have the emotional patience to go through that craziness, stay away. There is nothing good that this person can do for you that's going to compensate for the moment where you will feel rejected, abandoned, neglected, used, and hurt. It's not something that he may want to do, because he may really care for you. He may really like you. And maybe if things were different, he would have probably officially asked you out. But that's not the case. So you have to think about yourself. You have to think about what is good for you. What's going to work for you. Love is not always all that. You can't just go by the feelings and the emotions, the butterflies. All of this, they come and go, they come and go. At the end of the day, you have to make a decision like a businesswoman. What do I get from this relationship? What are the assets? What are the liabilities? Am I able to handle the outcome of this equation? Am I mature enough to handle the losses and the gains of this transaction? Because it is a transaction. It is an emotional transaction that may cost you a lot. So you need to be aware of those and tell yourself the truth. The truth will set you free. And it is hard to say, I'm just going to give up on this man who all my life I have never had somebody treating me so good. Now you guys can be friends. You can, you know, see how much of a friendship you can have. But it will be just better to walk away even from the friendship. If the person was meant for you, they will do things the way it's supposed to. If indeed they have issues with their wives, then let them finish that transaction. Then when they become available, and if you're still available, and you both still like each other, then you guys can start negotiating again. At least this time, there will not be any strings attached. Okay? It is tough to love at a certain age. It becomes very, very difficult to love at a certain age. But the most beautiful thing is to come to love yourself first. Because if you love yourself, you will protect yourself. You will keep yourself. It doesn't mean that it's perfection, but you will minimize the chaos that can come from such relationships. I hope you have been encouraged. I hope you don't feel alone in this. You are a strong woman. You are beautiful. You are amazing. And you deserve better. You do. You do deserve better. All right. See ya.